Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'll repeat for the folks listening, and it's, yeah, I guess I don't know if I should repeat, Adam, because they normally listen on radio.com, and they're getting Jim Rome or another show. I guess in theory they can't hear us, but we're trying to get the situation resolved. We don't know quite how this happened. I mean, Adam, you're manipulating a lot of numbers here at WCC already. We all know that. So if you manipulated the stations, people can listen on radio.com.
You know me. They call me Mr. Dominion Voting Systems.
Exactly. By the way, one last ask, Adam, anything. I grabbed some carrots and I purchased the spinach artichoke dip yesterday for the first time in a while. Eh. Where do you stand on that?
Nah.
Nah?
No, I don't like the artichoke. You know, no, it's, you know, you usually get it or you get it with those bread crumbs too. You know, one is fine, but then it's like, ah, that's too much. Yuck.
Little too much mayo for me, but I,
carrots dipped in, guacamole.
Little tip. And we got guac too.
Tip so. From your Uncle Adam.
If I just keep going back and forth, I'll weigh 500 pounds. Okay, so latest talker, the last 24 hours on cancel culture, excuse me, is Dr. Seuss. Six Dr. Seuss books won't be published for racist images. So let's talk about this a little bit. We are allowed to look back recent history and much further back and say, okay, let's just accept that's what it was then and say, we're going to keep something. And we're also allowed to say, hey, look at these characters. Look at these caricatures. They are offensive. You are allowed to do that. There can be examples where it's utterly ridiculous. There can be examples where you say, why in the hell didn't we do this sooner? So the automatic default, if we look back at something, including the Confederate flag or the discussion on generals and lakes, you know, the John Calhoun Bidet McCoska. It's another example, again, of too many extremes. But it has become such amusing fodder for Fox News and for so many people to come on and, again, appeal to folks and say, they're taking our history. Give us our country back. Closed circuit to my Trump following listeners, no one is close on planet Earth regarding cancel culture than the 45th president of the United States, which I'm sure he doesn't get the irony. I hope he does, but I'm sure he doesn't, that he is railing about cancel culture. When press coverage is not fair to him, when you're the president of the United States, you're going to get a lot of coverage. Donald Trump received an endless amount of coverage. My opinion, some was right on, some was way too critical of him. Some is too cynical, but in the mainstream was not fair to him. He was not, I should say, fair, wasn't kind to him. He created tons of that, in my opinion. But you're allowed to differ. You're allowed to say conservatives don't get a break. It's all liberal driven. But what did Donald Trump want to do? Cancel them. Enemy of the people. Won't let them in the White House. Won't let them talk to him. Don't go on their networks telling his staff. When people would leave the White House, dumb as rocks, terrible, incompetent. I can give you a long list of things Donald Trump wanted to get rid of. There's a difference from being really strong with an opinion. We're all for this on the show, including ones that go after us. We'll comment, we'll react, we might not agree. But again, I'm ripping a liberal texter last hour that if we don't have someone left of Ilhan Omar on, this texter's not happy. It's ridiculous. Listen to all sides. Get out of your tribalism. Get out of your silo. But I love from the diehard Trumpers when they're talking about cancel culture. We have dumb examples all the time. The situation in San Francisco. Obviously, this is my opinion. When they're taking away or attempting to take away the names of Abe Lincoln and Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Dianne Feinstein, right? So there are extremes that are absurd, but it's pot meets kettle so many times for the Trump folks, and I just chuckle about it. Adam, you first, and then Dan, what do you think?
I've always, like, working at this job, being on the air, has caused me to re-examine lots of things about how I view certain things in our culture that at one time were accepted and now are no longer accepted. And you nailed it when you said this. In its entirety, it gives fuel to the fire where we get the pushback, and it's easy to throw up your hands and say, here we go, can't do anything anymore, because there's a large crowd of people that say that instead of actually individually looking at each case and coming up with your own opinion about certain things. And I've changed my view on many, many things about what is acceptable and what is not. And there are certain things that aren't, I feel like there is, just because you have one crowd that is that way, that, like you said, that gives fuel to the Fox News crowds and saying that here we go again, there also is an opposite camp that is so quick,
yes,
to say this is, we've got to change this. This cannot stand, when it's mind-boggling to me. And that's when I realize I am in part of a generation that is not that generation, where it's much more acceptable, I think, to just, you know, attack no matter what it is. We've got to attack, and you can't, you know, even something that was 10 years ago, if you liked it, you couldn't do that. You know, I was supposed to be enlightened, and I was supposed to be woke 20 years ago when I did, at the time, probably foolishly, naively, appreciate certain humor, certain aspects of society that I have educated myself and changed my view on. But at the same time, it's hard to resist against either crowd. You know, I mean, it is. It's just, at times it's hard to resist. At times it's easy to resist and join the mob. And, you know,
there's plenty of this, Dan, on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Maher, and I know some of our listeners who are at a center think, oh, of course, Bill Maher, what a liberal. Well, he is. But if you've been watching Bill Maher for years, he has been going after the woke Olympics from the lefties. And, I mean, some of this stuff is just
to the much
absurd.
And to that, right? I was just going to say, the other day, I saw his monologue about that, and I was just seeing the other day about, we need to, on Twitter, we need to cancel Bill Maher. We've got to get... I'm like, really? You just can't? He can't be on the air. Even though you might not even watch him in the first place on a paid premium cable channel, he just can't have that opportunity.
And how many times does that happen?
All the time.
Where it's boycott someone. Boycott them. I mean, literally taking our joking phrase dead to me. That's what they want. They want them not killed, but they want them to vanish. And the lefties are every bit as bad as the diehard Trump folks. Every bit as bad. I mean, the whole San Francisco thing. And on the woke thing, and Adam's really good point about you kind of look back at different times, and all of us should have this capability to show some perspective on, you know, I laughed at this or I thought that way. Let's not forget the hero that Barack Obama is and also Hillary Clinton. When they ran for president in 2008, that's not long that long ago, they were adamantly against gay marriage. If someone in Republican circles now comes out and they're adamantly against gay marriage, many of the folks left the aisle are positively apoplectic about what they're saying. Until Joe Biden, Dan, in when was it, maybe 2010, 2011, mm-hmm. came out ahead, by all accounting, well ahead of the Obama administration, yep. and said he was for gay marriage, Barack Obama was still silent.
Mm-hmm. It was a state issue. Remember that? That was a state issue. It didn't need to rise to the federal government. That's the cop-out that the feds had been taking for years.
So the cancel culture exists way too much. Way too much. Some are just better, I think, Dan, at ginning it up mm-hmm. and portraying it over and over and over again. And Fox News, they're brilliant at it right now. What's happened is the last couple months, they've, for the first time in years, because they normally have been kicking the butt of CNN and MSNBC, well, they've been getting beat bad. And so they're trying to go back to their bread and butter issues where, America, you can't even read your children's books anymore. We'll have another one 3-4 days from now that'll generate the reaction. And as if we can't at times look at something, I don't want it to be perpetually, at times look at something and say, you know what? We can adjust because it is a stereotypical characterization that we shouldn't stand for. You're allowed to do that without being so PC on a case-by-case basis. And Dan, you're also allowed to look at it and say, man, I think you're really, really reaching here.
Yeah, you can have nuance. You should be able to have nuance. You should be able to evaluate something, say, okay, somebody's upset about something. Rather than going nuclear and having to eliminate it from any, you know, existence at all, let's talk about it, let's look at it, let's evaluate it. And on a case-by-case basis, we can say, no, okay, maybe this does cross a line. That one, nah, that one probably doesn't. Except everything now is a litmus test. Everything now is a purity test. And it goes back to the notion of siloing that we talked about earlier, that you have to be in this camp or you have to be in that camp. Everything's a binary. There is no middle ground anymore. There is no discussion. There is no back and forth. It is, we've staked out this side, and the other people have staked out that side, and that's it. That's all there is to it. And if you're not with us, you're 100% against us, and you know, we want you eliminated as well. It's almost like a branding that's gone on, right, with this cancel culture. And that's good. Is what Fox is brilliant at.
Is Donald Trump?
Yeah, absolutely. I saw a segment they did the other day on cancel culture, and it was talking about, you know, taking presidents' names off of schools. I think in Chicago they were talking about it. And the anchor literally said, you know, if they're able to cancel these presidents' names, you watch, they're going to come for biblical characters next. Mark my words. And I did the biggest, what? But Bill Hemmer, 100%, and that's how they do their branding. That's how they get people afraid. And let's be real honest, that's how they get white people afraid. That's what they're trying to do.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt about it. That's the demographic they are pursuing over and over again. A text, gay man here usually votes for Democrats. Leftists need to remember that Bill Clinton signed in the Defense of Marriage Act. Absolutely. Yeah. Let's pause. I want to talk about Andrew Cuomo. Just gets worse every day. And then the explanation that Chris Cuomo gave last night, does it hold up? Because I thought Megyn Kelly raised an interesting point in that. Don't forget our friend Jamie Ukas. And when Jamie joins, We'll be on the video stream on Twitter and Facebook at WCC Radio. And that comes your way in about 10 minutes or so. Later yesterday, a third woman stepped forward and accused the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, of unwanted advances. It included a photo to back up her accusation of inappropriate actions and words. Certainly, Andrew Cuomo deserves due process. Certainly, the women deserve to be heard. Let's also, because we've talked about this many, many times the last couple of weeks, we'll repeat it again. I gave Andrew Cuomo a great deal of credit. So did Dan and Adam when he was very visible during the early months of COVID. Seemed to be conveying an effective message, facing huge numbers in New York City and New York because of where people travel from outside of this country through New York as one of the main areas of entry in the country and dealing with that challenge. He then wrote a book about it. Well, we've had for a while this belief by people who cover him much closer than us that he is a bully, that that type of behavior has been taking place for a long time. That has been raised. Most importantly, there were strong accusations with strong proof that numbers were doctored about where people died in nursing homes, and Cuomo's explanation seemed feeble to me. I thought it was a terrible defense. And now multiple women coming forward with striking and awful accusations, as I've said over and over again. Individuals who offer up these accusations should be heard every single time. I heard this weekend again from people saying, well, I automatically believe them. I don't automatically believe. I don't think we should automatically believe everyone. We absolutely need to hear, respect, make sure that those words get out. You're allowed to defend yourself, though. You're allowed to believe in that, whether it's someone within your party or not. I think it looks horrible for Andrew Cuomo on all of these things together. And it doesn't have to be just 3, 4, 5 for us to believe it's a situation where he has to go. It can be one. For some, it adds greater gravity. You now have 6 different Democrats, lawmakers in the state who are saying he needs to go. Impeachment. I think it's interesting right now that Senator Gillibrand from New York, Adam, who was very outspoken about Al Franken. They were good friends. But when individual after individual after individual came forward, let's not forget how awful Al Franken's explanation was. It was awful. It was dismissive. Where she said, he's got to go. She has since said she made mistakes about that. She is barely giving answers on this one. And Democrats who are running from this one should be embarrassed. Just like Republicans who ran from Don Trump. Let's not forget, the former president has accusations of unwanted advances, words, and flat-out rape against him over 20 different women. Republicans shouldn't have been silent then, just like Democrats shouldn't be silent here. But then I see Chris Cuomo last night. And I get he's in a very difficult spot. This is his brother. The report came out last week that CNN said Chris Cuomo should not be talking about Andrew Cuomo. And he amplified that last night. He said, I'm paying attention. I hear it. I have great respect for individuals who speak out on something like this. Well, Megyn Kelly raised the point, Adam, that if Chris Cuomo can't talk now because of that relationship, Why did Chris Cuomo have Andrew Cuomo on so many times last year when it was basically a celebration of his great work?
I saw that tweet this morning. It was, I think, the CNN media guy, if I forget his name,
Brian Stetler.
Stetler.
Megyn Kelly went after Chris Cuomo and Stetler.
I just saw he tweeted the video, so I watched that, and that was exactly my first thought. You know, because several months ago, I was watching Chris Cuomo at night. He had his big brother on, and they were laughing it up, yucking it up, because Andrew Cuomo was this early hero of the COVID situation, of the pandemic. And they were talked about what New York is doing, and, you know, then they started, oh, yeah, Mom, always thought you were yucking it up. Well, he was fine to talk to him about that. And I get that. I get, okay, you can't really get a unbiased view from Chris Cuomo about what he thinks of these current allegations. He shouldn't have been talking to him several months ago then. That shouldn't have been happening.
Yeah, and I get, Dan, where someone to try to make an argument, they're not analogous. By the way, tell these women who have said that they were harassed by the most powerful politician in New York that it's insignificant, because that's, to quote another one of our phrases, you're a tone-deaf clown. The point is, Dan, if a journalism entity is saying you're allowed to highlight your brother when things are going well, but now when he's facing calls within his party of you got to go, but, you know, an independent investigation. By the way, first he wanted, you know, to dictate the investigation, maybe facing criminality. I think Megyn Kelly raises a very, very valid point. What do you think?
Well, and we've talked about it plenty, about the delineation between an opinion show host and a quote-unquote journalist, right? And that's where – this is exactly the example of where that line gets murky, and I think it plays into why a lot of people don't trust journalists to not also be opinionated in how they do things. Because for the very reasons you guys are saying, if you're going to say now, well, journalism means I can't be objective and so I can't talk about this, my journalistic background, my journalistic ethics say I can't talk about this because of the connection, then you're 100% right. Then that previous situation shouldn't, you know, you don't get to pick and choose when you get to break out the journalist cards, I guess what I'm trying to say. Either be a journalist or be an opinion host, but you don't get to play in between there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.